The Oba Edotona Pavilion in Igbuode, Ogun State, was filled to capacity on Friday as several supporters gathered to witness the defection of prominent members of the People's Democratic Party, PDP, and African Democratic Congress, ADC, to the ruling All Progressives Congress, APC. The atmosphere was carnival-like, with Apala maestro Musiliu Haruna Ishola entertaining the crowd with melodious tunes as Governor Dapo Abiodun welcomed the defectors and declared that the APC had become the preferred political platform in Ogun State ahead of the 2027 elections. The governor was visibly elated as prominent opposition figures and party leaders from across the 9 local government areas of Ogun East Senatorial District formally joined the APC, attributing their decision to what they described as the achievements of the Abiodun administration. Welcoming the new members, Abiodun said, "We are happy you have seen the light and you have decided to follow the light. You have become one of us from now on." The governor used the occasion to highlight his administration's achievements since 2019, particularly in infrastructure and economic development across Ogun East. He said more than 100 roads had been constructed in the senatorial district, including about 26 in Igbuode alone. He also listed the Gateway International Airport, major road projects, the Alakola Deep Sea Port, the Alakola Kajola Gas Industrial Free Zone, oil exploration in Ogun Waterside, and other economic infrastructure as projects that would transform the region. Abiodun announced that the reconstruction of the Goiwoi Ibadan Road would be flagged off on Monday alongside the Minister of Works, Senator Dave Umahi. He said the project, which runs from Igbuode through Ogoiwoi to Ibadan, was secured with the support of President Bolis Ahmed Tinubu. He also announced plans for the reconstruction of the Ilishan, Ogoiwoi, Igbuigbo Road, Okanoa Road, Ayep, Odigbalu Road, and Ikin, Ayep Road. The governor said Ogun would soon join the League of Oil Producing States, while the development of the Alakola Deep Sea Port and revival of the Alakola LNG, OKLNG project would further transform Ogun East and strengthen the state's economy. Abiodun commended President Tinubu for his support for Ogun State and expressed confidence that the people of the Southwest would support his re-election bid in 2027 on the strength of his administration's achievements. "Every son and daughter of the Southwest will vote for President Bolis Ahmed Tinubu in 2027, not because he is a son of the soil, but because of his antecedents in developing the country in terms of infrastructural and economic development," he said. Earlier, the Ogun State APC chairman, Chief Yemi Sanusi, attributed the influx of opposition members into the APC to the performance of the Abiodun administration. Sanusi assured the defectors that they would enjoy the same rights and privileges as existing members, while urging other opposition members to join the ruling party and contribute to the development of the state. Abiodun reinforced the assurance, saying, "I have requested the names of all of you and will place them on the table. All of us will have equal rewards." He also predicted an overwhelming victory for the APC in the 2027 elections. "We have done a lot. We have done bridges everywhere. In Igbuode, we have done roads and bridges. We have built an airport. By the grace of God, before the end of the year, Ogun will become an oil-producing state," he said. The governor challenged opposition members to explain what they could offer voters, arguing that the APC had the advantage of controlling the federal and state governments. "They don't have governor or senator. What can they promise you? We own the president and he is doing a great work. By God's grace, we shall win all our elections, starting with the election of Mr. President," he said. Abiodun also expressed confidence that power would be transferred within the APC after the 2027 governorship election, saying he expected to be present at the inauguration of his successor. Among the prominent defectors were Asiwaju Aladapo Ojumasu, Rotimi Okenla, Ladi Oajuni, Sesin Ojufuwa, Whale Adami from Igbu North, Soon Agantimian from Igbu Northeast, Sunday Tewo from Ramo North, Adwale Ismail from Igbuigbo and Hun. Arinal Opalua, former ADC chairman in Igbu Northeast. The ACT contingent was led by Arinal. Speaking on behalf of the defectors, Ojumasu thanked Abiodun and other APC leaders for the reception, saying the governor's performance had influenced their decision to join the ruling party. He described Abiodun as a fortunate leader whose achievements were visible across the state. "We have seen the impact of your work on our people. I can't enumerate it all because it's so many, and today is not a day for campaign," he said. Ojifua similarly said the decision to join the APC followed a careful assessment of the governor's performance. "We thank God for the life of our governor. We thought deeply, considered the good work of our governor, and joined APC. In my ward alone in Sagamu, I can point to 5 roads that the governor built," he said. The defectors also cited road construction, free education, the airport, and other infrastructure projects as reasons for their decision. Sunday Tewo of Ramo North said the governor's development initiatives had changed their perception of his administration. "Your work opened our understanding, and we left a time-wasting party. The party we left wasted our people's time," Tewo said. He commended Abiodun for reviving economic projects in Agun East, particularly the Alakola Free Trade Zone and OKLNG project. "When you came in as governor, you gave us focus and attention that we badly needed in Agun East. You reactivated the Alakola Free Trade Zone and OKLNG," he said. According to him, the renewed attention to the projects was beginning to attract foreign investment, while the proposed deep seaport in Agun Waterside remained a major economic opportunity for the area. Rodemi Okenla, who contested for the Agun State House of Assembly under the PDP in 2019, said he decided to join the APC after 17 years in opposition because of the performance and accommodating nature of the Abiodun administration. "If you see a good governor, you cannot remain in opposition. We see the good work of our governor. The day we met the governor, he did well. He embraced us warmly," Okenla said. He said about 350 people from Ramo North accompanied him to the event, expressing confidence that the APC would win decisively in the area. "In Ramo, APC did not use to win, but now APC will win 100%, he said. Adwail Ismail also declared that the PDP had lost its influence in Aijbu Igbo, saying, "No more PDP in Aijbu Igbo." The AK delegation similarly pledged its allegiance to the APC. Arinal Opelua said he attended the event with 9 local government chairmen of the AG and declared that they had no intention of returning to the party. "Our governor has done a good job. Before in ADC, we used to have hypertension, but no more. When we met the governor, he embraced us. I came with 9 LG chairmen of ADC today. We are not going back to ADC. We are here to stay. We have come to Dapo," Arinal said. Damilola Talabi also commended the governor's performance, saying his achievements had effectively silenced the opposition in parts of the state. "The wave of defections is expected to further strengthen the APC's political position in Agun ahead of the 2027 elections, with the ruling party seeking to consolidate its hold on the state and secure victories across the presidential, governorship, and legislative contests. For a party already in control of the state government and with growing support among opposition figures, Friday's gathering in Aijbu Od was not merely another political defection ceremony. It was a carefully staged demonstration of political strength. And, for the APC, a loud declaration that the road to 2027 in Agun may already be tilting decisively in its favor. Mr. Akinmaid is special advisor to the Agun State Governor on Media and Strategic Communication. Discover more from Premium Times Nigeria. Subscribe to get the latest posts sent to your email.